self-determination for young folks.
So many things of what you said are staying with me. I think just learning how to do invoices and these practical things are often left out of a lot of the training of.
John Wicks of the Records, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by Kravitz and Son Roofing, a local family-owned and operated full-service roofing company for more than 48 years. Specializing in residential and commercial roof construction, repair, maintenance, and replacement, using high-quality and affordable roofing products. Information at 518-567-4026 or online at KravitzandSonRoofing.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Lithuanian composer Martin Rock engineers the collision of ambient noise and cinematic forces in his music, and we'll venture into deep space with him on the next Deep Threes. Plus, music from Christina Pato.
Never shall forget it. One Tuesday night. They were singing, "Come ye that love the Lord," and I thought they were singing to me. Something hit me in the bottom of my head. Well, now to my feet, I never shall forget it. One more, something got a hold on me. Something got a hold of me. God in my hand, God in my feet. All I can tell you, it got a hold. Went to a meeting one night, and my heart, yeah, yeah, something, yes it did, got a hold of me, and this is what it was
a hold. Yes, beloved. I went to a meeting one day, and my soul ain't been the same. Praise be to God. Well, good Sunday morning, everyone out there listening to us right now. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and we are here where there is a bright side. This is the bright side, because there is a bright side everywhere, and somewhere in your situation, there's a bright side too. Yes, yes, beloved, I know that's true. Listen, this is Sunday, the 19th of September. I'm so excited. One thing, it's my birth week. Praise the Lord. So I celebrate my birthday this week, and my brother celebrates his birthday also on tomorrow, mine on Tuesday. So this is a really good week for me. And also, praise be to God, today is back to church, back to school Sunday in Columbia County. If you haven't heard, now you hear the word. It is back to church Sunday. And it's National Back to Church Sunday. So all over the nation, people are coming together, people who are believers, people who are seekers, even people who are doubters, and even agnostics and atheists. I don't know, but God just draws people and brings them out together that he could bless and show forth his glory. So we're excited about that. And we'll talk more about that in a moment or two. But first, I want to say to my friend and this Duracell bunny of a man, he just keeps going and going and going, Mr. Randall Martin of Martin AV Services, our audio engineer, our co-host on the Tuesday afternoon show, our friend for life, our brother in Christ. How you doing this morning, sir?
I am doing well, sister. As they used to say back in the day, I'm no worse for the wear. We've been working.
they said that back in the day. I still say that. Amen. I tell you, we had such a wonderful time last night praying for each other. He was working so diligently and so tirelessly. You know, thank God they didn't get cloning a human being together yet. But if they ever could, he'd be a reason why, because he just does the job of like 10 men. And I'm just so thankful to God for you. He will be, his band will be playing, or he's doing engineering or something or other at the Latin Festival in Hudson later on today. But he's also doing audio engineering, setting up sound and everything for the Back to Church, Back to School Sunday event, which will be at the town of Greenport Town Park, the Greenport Town Park on Jocelyn Boulevard, 714 Jocelyn Boulevard today, starting at 2 p.m. And, you know, we will be there, and we have a wonderful preaching and powerful praise and testimonies. What God has done in people's lives is just too amazing. Oh, my God, and how he's shown the bright side in some dark, dark situations. So we have the law enforcement coming out and going to be playing softball with us, and our young people got game sports is coming out. They're going to be doing drills and skills and basketball and free throw contests, 3-point contests. We have also Dance Diversity is coming out, and they've learned this blessing on blessing bounce dance, and they're going to teach anybody who wants to learn a new line dance, and it's going to be food, and we have a Sunday bar, compliments to stewards, and just so many great things going on today. Oh, we have blessing bags for our students. Oh, and donations. We're doing a pop-up boutique at the riverfront next Saturday after our March for Jesus parade, and down by the riverside, our outdoor worship service. We're going to have a pop-up boutique of new and like new clothing for the people in the community, help get them ready for the fall and the winter. So these are some of the wonderful things that God is doing. God belongs in our county. It's a collaboration of pastors and ministers and lay leaders and members from congregations around the county. And in the spring and the summer and the fall and the early part of the fall, we do these outreaches around the county, and haven't been able to do this since 2019. So we're excited to be back. Amen. We're excited to be back and going strong. So just so glad to be here with you today. because you know what we do, and we're going to do that at the park too. But we're going to give you music back to that. Yes, we are. Music with a message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And so our lineup for you today, no matter what, Mr. Ryan Stevenson, Something Got a Hold on Me with James Cleveland. And, oh, I got to tell y'all this testimony. We may not get to all your songs today because I'm taking so much time right now. But when I was a child, beloved, I was maybe 9 or 10 years old, and I was at a church at my grandmother's in Asbury Park, New Jersey, and I heard this song. And this song stuck with me all through my life. I didn't hear it again till I was an adult woman and I was working as the senior citizen director in Long Island for a program. And the van driver, we were going on a trip, and a van driver had this on his cassette tape. You know how long ago that was, right? And he played. I said, oh, my God, I haven't heard that song since I was a kid. I never hear that song. And, you know, the only other time I heard that song was this week. And so I knew I had to get it in my lineup for you today. I went to a meeting one night, the song say, I went one day. And Something Got a Hold of Me, took me through many dangers, toils, and snares. I know somebody going to hear something today. Going to get a hold of them, is going to do the same and help them in the same way. So here we go with music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. No matter what, Mr. Ryan Stevenson, after that, I can go to God in prayer. No matter what, I can go to God in prayer. Albertina Walker. And you can too. Yes, you can. Jesus Medley by Pastor Donnie McClurkin. Whatever you want, God's got it. Yes, the Chicago Mass Choir may not come when you want it, but he'll get there. Amen. Might take a minute, might take a month, might take a decade, but don't give up in the dip because God's going to show up if you don't quit. Amen. And Be Encouraged by William Becton and Friends. Then I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today. So here we go. Let the music play.
A lot of us grew up believing at any moment we could lose it all, and at the drop of a hat, God might turn his back and move on. A lot of us feel like we blew it, thinking that we're just too far gone. But I want you to know, there's still a hope for you now. No matter what you've done, you can't erase his love. Nothing can change it, you're not separated, no matter what. There's never been a better time to get honest. There's never been a better time to get clean. So come as you are, run to the cross and be free. Oh, be free. No matter what you've done, you can't erase his love. Nothing can change you, you're not separated. Still a son, no matter what.
calling. When I need it, Father, up in heaven, I can go to God in prayer. Oh, yes, I can.
I'm Chicago's in the house.
Yes, beloved, you are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, Catskill, New York. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, because there is a bright side somewhere. Right now, it's right here with me on WGXC. Yes, beloved, we're listening to the Chicago Mass Choir. Whatever you want, God's got it.
Yeah. Let the devil know that you're encouraged. Let him know that you're encouraged. Let him know. Hallelujah. I don't know about you tonight, but somebody may be crying, but I come to let you know that God can make it all right. It's impossible to see, but God is gonna work it out if you just believe. Remember this one thing while you're going through. If God delivered Daniel, guess what? He'll do the same for you. Hey,
no matter what's going on,
no matter what's going on,
he'll make it all right.
Said it in his word. Just a test of your faith. So stand strong and dry your weeping eyes. 'Cause joy comes in the morning and everything is gonna be alright.
Midnight hour.
Be encouraged. Yes, beloved. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, who has been graced by God to be an encourager. Yes, you know, there was a mighty man of God, an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, whose name was Barnabas. His name means encourager. Encouraging and encouragement is important. Barnabas, we read about him in the book of Acts, where he owned some property, sold it, and gave the money to the apostles that they might do the work of the ministry. Encouraging. He had to be encouraged to sell his property and give all his money. Am I right about it? Not only be encouraged, but have courage. And yes, beloved, it takes courage in the times in which we live. God tells us, be encouraged over and over again. And so I'm here to do that. I do that. It's part of me. It's who I am. And I'm so glad about it. So, you know, for some people, it gets a little bit annoying, I guess. Hallelujah. Heard a story about somebody wanted to throw a pastor out a window who was trying to encourage them when they were going through a really tough time and saying, you're going to be all right. You're in a good spot because God can do it. Well, that's what I'm here to tell you, too. And you know how we can say that? Because we've been through it and we know what God can do. So you just hang in there. Don't quit in the dip. Listen, beloved, I just want to share for a quick moment from Psalm 24 and verse 1, where it says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Verse 2 starts off by saying, he established it. My God, beloved, that is encouraging to me. You know why? Because God is standing by his product. He says, he lets us know the earth is the Lord, the fullness of and they that dwell in it. He established it. You know what happens when you have a product and it's not working too well? Well, some of us throw it away, or some of us will throw it up against a wall or stomp on it and crash it. You know, but some of us will call the manufacturer, the maker, and say, look, I'm having an issue with this product, you know, and they'll say, well, we stand by our product. So if you're having a problem with it, then return it to us and we'll fix it or we'll replace it. And you know, that's how God operates. You know, you're having a problem with this product called life, this product called the world, this product called the family, the things that God has established. We can come to the maker and say, look, I'm having a problem with this. I'm having an issue with this. I need your help. I need you to fix it or give me a replacement. Come on here, somebody. We do that with our car. Well, we don't want to be doing that with our families. We can't really replace them. But yes, in a way, because then God gives us extended family. God gives us a church family, a family in God. And, you know, we can't choose our family, beloved. We can choose our friends, and we can choose to let God give us extended families. I have a few friends, and, you know, they had moms pass when they were young, but God raised up godly women to be their godly mothers. There's mothers in God and fathers in God and godmothers and godsisters. And I often refer to people as brother and sister. That's just my way of acknowledging that we are all made in by one creator, but it's also my way of saying your family in God. And so, you know, we can go to the maker of this whole thing. He stands by it. All right. There's some crazy stuff going on in our world. God's not pleased with that. It's not his own making, his own doing. It is the fact that God created us as free moral agents with will and free choice. And we can choose how we go. We can refuse what he offers. He's just amazing to me. And you know what? On this day, I'm going to go right back there. National Back to Church Sunday. Yes, I am. It is about bridging the gap. It's about bridging the gap in the community, about bridging the gap in the church, in the family. That's what God does. God sent his son Jesus to bridge the gap between us and him. So National Back to Church Sunday is about bridging the gap. It's about bringing people back to church. And if COVID taught us some things, one of the things it taught us is that the church is not a building, right? The church is not a building where the doors can be shut, and the church is not a building where the doors, where the building can be demolished. The church is the people. And the Lord said, upon this rock, I build my church, upon the establishment of faith in him, that he builds his church, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And so when we have Back to Church Sunday here in Columbia County, it is beyond the walls of the church. How timely is that? When so many churches were closed down and trying to figure out what to do, God was showing us that you can be the church and not be in a building. But we've been doing that a little minute here in Columbia County with our gospel church in the park outreaches. And so we're glad to be back today at the Greenport Town Park today at 2 p.m. And anybody who is out there listening and we're thinking about coming, we look forward to seeing you there. You're thinking about it now. We hope you'll follow through on that so we can say hi to you too. It is about bringing people back to the recognition of God's love and God's care and God's plan. People who haven't been to church in a long time, or people who have never been, are all welcome. That's what's so wonderful. Just like in the church doors, outside the church doors too. Oh my goodness. Can you hear how excited I am? Oh my God. God is just doing some amazing things. And the church which the Lord is building, the gates of hell shall not prevail against. And you know, the church, when we come together, the people who have a heart and mind for God come together, the soul also follows, and the will and the emotions and the conscience, it all comes together. And then we see God do what no other power can do. There is no contest. There is one true and living God. And Jesus said to his disciples, upon this rock I build my church. Yes, Lord, beloved, National Back to Church Sunday is here, and it is about faith and family and fellowship and fun. Ah, hallelujah. Well, I hope that you will be able to participate, and if you can't, just lift up a prayer for us and send us some good love, good energy, good prayers. Amen. And you'll hear more about it when we come back with a praise report next Sunday, God willing. But I want to let you know there's going to be free food for the body and the soul, gospel music, Christian rap, Christian line dancing. There's going to be a softball exhibition game after our 2 o'clock worship service at the pavilion. There's going to be testimonies and prayers and healing prayers and salvation prayers and Lord, heal me and help me prayers. And the praises are going to go up. The blessings are going to come down. Rizzo and the tribe will be here. Christian hip hop artist, Dance Diversity, Minister Naheem Billups are going to be here. And I'm going to be there. And God's going to be there. God's going to show up in a mighty way today at the Greenport Town Park. Yes, beloved. So come and meet your pastors in the community, ministers in the community, some of your brothers and sisters who you've grown up with in the community. Let's celebrate faith, family, and have fellowship and fun. Oh, my God, my God. You know why? Because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and all we who dwell in it. He stands by it. We stand by him. God, we thank you for the blessings of this day and for the opportunity to come together once more and to celebrate and to enjoy your goodness here in the land of the living. We ask you to bless as only you can do. And we thank you for all the celebrations that are going on today. We ask for peace. We ask for unity. We ask for harmony. Yes, God, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Yes, beloved, that's what I got to say today. God stands by it. We stand by God. The next song up is Falling in Love with Jesus. It's the best thing I ever done. Oh, my God. Have I got a witness out there? Can you say amen? Amen. Falling in Love with Jesus. Mr. Kirk Whalum and Jonathan Butler.
Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I've ever done. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I've ever done. In his arms I feel protected. In his arms never disconnected. No, no. In his arms sing with me this evening. Can I hear you sing it? Sing it with me tonight. Come on, say it.
Falling in love,
amen,
with Jesus.
Oh, sing it.
Falling in love.
Come on, can you stand up and sing with me tonight?
Was the best thing I've ever done.
place I'd rather be crowned. There is no place, there is no place, there is no go-go-go-go. Let us survive. Well, there's no place we'd rather be, Lord. For there's no place we'd rather Hallelujah. 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 Falling in love with Jesus. Glory be to God. Falling in love with Jesus. Was the best thing I've ever, ever done.
Yes, beloved. I know falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I've ever done. And some of you who have fallen in love and betrothed yourself a wife, remember today is Wife Appreciation Day. Yes, let her know. Let her know. Don't take her for granted. Let her know how much you love her, how much you care. Also, want you to remember WGXC. We're celebrating our 10th anniversary all year through December 21st. Listen, 31st. Listen, we are listener-supported radio for open ears. So think about us and make that donation. Become a sponsor, underwriter for a program like this one, if you can. And also, want you to put on your calendar that next Saturday, or this Saturday, Saturday, September 25th, the March for Jesus Parade will be held. We're going to go down Warren Street. We're going to make some prayer stops on 2nd Street and Columbia Street and Front Street. And just going to pray and bless our community, our families, our governments, our businesses. And then we're going down to the waterfront for a wonderful celebration and communion service. We have a wonderful lineup of preachers and music and the pop-up boutique and food. And we're going to be honoring our essential workers that helped us get through the pandemic. So please, if you have some time, put that on your calendar and meet us there. But today at 2 p.m. Down at the Greenport Town Park, that's where I'll be. Mr. Randall will be somewhere else. He'll be at the Hudson Riverfront Park. And then I think starts at noon. I think there's also a Latin parade. Randall, what time is that? Oh, okay. He's doing something else. Well, check your local listing for time for the Latin parade. We wish them well. All right, beloved. I'm out of here. Remember, never to forget, no matter how gray the day, the sun is still shining. There is a bright side somewhere. Till we speak again, God love you. I love you too. God bless you. And goodbye. We're out. One last song for about 40 seconds. Comfort Zone, Mr. Marvin Sapp. Here we go. We play our way on out today.
Coming out of my comfort zone, some of the places in my life